This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you this hour by our friends at Heedalls. That's right, Heedalls has it. They do. Looking for a part, they've got it, but they've also got great people. Come on in and see them. Folks like Eric Buck Elk in Dickinson. I'll tell you Eric's story a little later on this hour. On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell is riding shotgun. We're welcoming your calls in the Talk Radio Town Hall segment this hour for Congressman Kevin Cramer on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Emails studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And also, you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin look like they are about as giddy as a couple of schoolgirls over, some potential prom date. Walking by in the front row as President Obama and Vice President Biden at this hour announced in the Rose Garden of the White House the Supreme Court nomination of President Obama, who by all of the early analysis here thinks he's being too cute by half because this individual has been considered a moderate by some and previously in past battles thought to be one that Republicans should wish for. And so that has most of the media, foaming and kind of gaga now that, oh, this is great. Yeah, oh, you did a moderate. So now for sure, yeah, the Republicans will put him up there. That would be great. Good idea. Perfect. Good. And never mind, obviously, this close to an election, the Republicans have said quite clearly, look, this is the next president's decision. And that's risky. That isn't, you don't know who the next president's going to be. Hillary Clinton might nominate the next, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right? But certainly not on the other hand, if it's Donald Trump or it's another Republican, it's maybe the next Antonin Scalia. So that's big news today. We're going to talk with Congressman Cramer about that. Before we get the Talk Radio Town Hall going here, I did want to just give you a couple programming notes. Tomorrow on the program, Senator John Hoeven will join us to talk about this very decision by the Senate on what to do with this nomination. Len Helms, the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, will be here. Friday, we have the we're going to actually do some more talk radio town halls with the gubernatorial candidates. And Wayne Stengem, the attorney general and Republican candidate, will be here on Friday. We also have Rick Becker and Doug Burgum scheduled later in the month as well. So we'll have more of those coming up on What's On Your Mind. 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, 1090 KTGO, Tioga, Watford City, Williston, Stanley, wherever you're listening. Thank you. Glad you're out there. We appreciate it. And without any further ado, Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us for another Talk Radio Town Hall. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Scott. I'm sorry that there's nothing happening to talk about.
I don't know how we're going to fill this hour. Really wondering.
No kidding, huh? My goodness.
There is a lot. There's a lot happening. Let me start with the Supreme Court. What should the Senate do?
I think the Senate should cool its jets. I mean, as much as I appreciate the tough talk and rhetoric, I think, in my view anyway, the president has sort of the high ground here in that he's carrying out the process as per the Constitution and his presidency. I think it's certainly a plausible argument that the Senate Republicans can say we're not going to consider anybody that Barack Obama puts up because that's the next president's decision. But, the presidential terms are 4 years. And I don't think that's a solid moral or ethics ground that you can stand on. But that said, they have to be consulted and it has to have their consent. And I think it's pretty clear that Senate Republicans aren't going to give their consent to anybody that Barack Obama appoints, and including, by the way, Judge Garland. So I don't think you need all the chest pounding. I think people just do their jobs, and at the end of the day, I don't believe that Barack Obama's nominee is going to get a vote if a hearing.
So is that the right political decision? In other words, if Republicans said, look, he's the president, and it's a moderate, and we don't know what we're going to get, and, you know, the next president, so if it's Hillary Clinton, it'd be much worse, so we're going to take this one and then hope to have a Republican president to fix it. Do you think that politically would be treacherous, dangerous? I do. I think it would further, you know, tick off the base, honestly.
Well, right, but my point is, no, you don't have to take him. But all this talk about we're not even going to consider it, and the president shouldn't even do this, and the president shouldn't appoint and nominate anybody because it's so close to an election. You know, that, I just think that's sort of, frankly, I think it sounds desperate. I think there are 4-year terms, and this guy's on his second one, and it ends at the end of this year, and there's no need for the Senate to consider the guy or act on him or have a hearing if they don't want to, although they may want to. I don't. But my point is, don't vote for him. You know, if he's too liberal, don't vote for him. And I wouldn't. I mean, the guy cast one vote on the D.C. Circuit that I think disqualifies him for a vote from a North Dakota senator, and that was in the Heller case, a Second Amendment rights case where he voted to rehear an appeal, but. So that, as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need to know. That would be my consent. But that said, my point being is, I just don't think that we're gaining a lot by saying absolutely the president shouldn't nominate anybody because it's too close to the election. If that's the case, why wouldn't he just go to Hawaii for the rest of the year?
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. In other words, that ends up being more the sandbox games that people really don't like at the back and forth. Just let him do what he's going to do, and then you do what you're going to do.
That's right.
And in this case, you're saying they ought not vote on him because that's their right to not vote on him, right?
Right.
To say,
exactly.
Yeah,
but here's what I think. What I think, Scott, happens too much around here is leadership of the parties, in this case the Senate leadership, they do these things so they can protect their senators from taking hard votes. You know, and that is something I will give Paul Ryan a lot of credit for. That is a practice that he changed the minute he became Speaker of the House. And that means if you want to offer an amendment to an appropriations bill that, you know, that does great damage, you don't get to use it as a messaging bill. You've got to debate it on the floor, and we're going to vote on it.
I wanted to ask you about that, but we have calls waiting, so we'll get to those. Can you give me in a minute or less your take on where we're at in this Republican presidential race right now?
Well, as you know, I've always said that the momentum or the theory of momentum leads to the theory of inevitability, and I don't see how they can stop Donald Trump without changing the rules. And if they change the rules, they'll devastate the Republican Party for a generation or more. And I just think we got to let it play out, and people get to vote for whom they want to vote. But at the end of the day, it looks to me like it's going to be Donald Trump.
Craig in Watford City for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, how are you today?
Hey, Greg.
You know, you're just talking about changing the rules and Trump, and maybe Trump's not the nominee. And then nobody likes Cruz either, or a lot of people don't seem to like Cruz. So then you've got Kasich maybe is the next one in line. But then correct if I'm wrong, if Kasich's campaign didn't take over a $200,000 campaign contribution from George Soros yesterday,
I hadn't heard that, but
like you said, I'm not sure, but that was through Rush Limbaugh, and I just, I would hate to think that George Soros is backing Republican presidential people,
No, not unless he had a conversion experience. I have my doubts.
yeah, exactly. But okay, well, you guys have a good day.
Thanks.
If it's true, tell me he's worried about Donald Trump being the nominee and going to sprinkle some bucks elsewhere, but seems a little crazy. Bill and Dickinson, you're next for Congressman Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Yep. Hey, Bill.
So the rules of the primary say you have to have so many delegates, right?
Right.
And if you don't have as many, then it goes to a new vote, correct?
Well, so what the rules of the primary, for the most part, are that if you have a primary or a caucus, your delegates are bound by that percentage, and that percentage, if it leads to 1,237, that's a majority. And when you're nominated at the convention and those 1,237 delegates say Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or whatever, then you're the nominee. What happens is if you don't get to that number on the first ballot, then the second ballot and ballots afterwards become more of a unbound.
So is that changing the rules, or is that within the rules? Because
that would be within the rules. That's within the rules.
So as far as rule changes go, then if Trump does get that and the revote votes for Cruz or Kasich,
right,
that would be okay. That would be representing the people.
That would be within the rules, and that those are the rules that are in place prior to all of the primaries and the. And the caucuses, and there may be, and by the way, my understanding is that ballots beyond the first one are somewhat governed by the various state rules. The first ballot's governed by the national party rules. So that may change.
Because I guess that's what I see could happening, sure. But it sounds like a lot of people, well, if Trump doesn't get it, even if he doesn't win by rules.
Right.
We're losing you there, Bill, but I think we got the gist of it. I appreciate your call very much. Others welcome here, and a few emails and texts that have come in. Other calls ready, too, on the Cloverdale Fake Flavor Hotline. Call us 800-228-0550 for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following harvest equipment: a 9770 STS combine, only 500 hours; two 2013 S680 John Deere combines with only 900 hours; a Brent 1594 1600 bushel grain cart; and four newer John Deere headers, and much, much more. For detailed information on these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth? Me, too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two cookies, four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Pride. That's the word I heard a lot from Eric Buck Elk, who works for Heedalls and Dickinson, one of the team members there at Heedalls. Heedalls has it. They have the parts you need. Always, every time. That's why we say Heedalls has it. But they also have great people, too. And Eric is one of those in the shop in Dickinson. And the pride that comes out in representing Heedalls, you know, He loves it, especially in the parts world. He said you can probably tell. He talked about the fact that he and his brother have both worked for HeDolls, and said, you know, you can probably tell by our name that we're Native American, and you don't see a lot of Native Americans in the parts world. I think it's changing. I hired a salesman from Twin Buttes, named John Starr. He's doing great, just awesome. And he said, I love the fact that we do what we do in such a fashion the customers come back again and again and again and recognize it and say, I really appreciate the people here, you know? So it's great. Eric Buck Elk, and by the way, a lot of delivery going on from their Dickinson shop, you know, all the way around the entire region, anything and everything. They'll do it. They'll take care of it. Exactly what the customers are looking for. That's what they pride themselves in. He wasn't very proud of his first car, though. 86 Olds Cutlass Supreme. I think I know why. That's all right. It's not kind of the, you know, the fun ones that we hear about so often here. HeDolls has it. Stop and see Eric and the crew in Dickinson and any of the HeDolls location and tell them Scott sent you. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, and Jerry and Drake has a question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yes, Congressman. Last week I heard you say that you have that we have a really good farm bill. If we have such a good farm bill, how come a lot of these counties in the state here are not getting paid according to what they should have gotten?
So I suspect, are you either from Lamar or Logan County?
No, I'm not from those counties, but our county here is short, too.
Sure. So the farm bill was a modest crop insurance safety net that gave farmers a choice to choose either a PLC or an ARC, ARC or PLC. One's related to county numbers, as you know. That's the ARC, and that's probably the problem that you're addressing is the formula for reimbursement or for crop loss or price loss according to the if you chose ARC. Problem with ARC, which, by the way, is something that the House did not advocate. We did not want to have ARC as one of the options. We thought that the price one was much better, but it was a national organization, especially National Corn Growers, that pushed hard for the ARC option in the Senate. And the reason we said that was because in our part of the world, in North Dakota, unlike, say, Iowa or Illinois, a county program based on county numbers that require participation in the NAS survey, which you're probably familiar with if you brought this issue up, it just is very, very difficult because there aren't the kinds of numbers, nor is there enough local control, frankly, to determine what the farmer ought to get, you know, paid as part of the loss. What's that?
Nobody fills out these NAS questionnaires. How can they set a payment up according to something that nobody fills out?
I think you just answered your first question. Therein lies the problem. Is that if you're part of the program and you've chosen this program, you have to fill out your NAS survey. And we have many farmers who don't want to fill the NAS survey out, but they still want to participate in the program. And there's a transparency problem with that, and there's a there's a formula problem with that. Now, that said, I will tell you that I had the Undersecretary of Agriculture, who deals with this, in my office just quite recently, and a staff person for about an hour. And I said, I asked him very point blank, what's the solution here? Because clearly this isn't proper. Clearly, it never was the intent for you guys to not pay. There's got to be a transition. If a mistake has been made, or if there's got to be some smoothing of this, whether you use surrounding county data or whether you use RMA data, and this is very nerdy stuff, Scott, for people who aren't farmers or in the crop insurance program, but there's got to be some solution to this for farmers that maybe didn't know the importance of filling out the NAS data or the NAS surveys, because this is a new program. And so they're considering all these possible fixes. Certainly in the next farm bill, we're considering some possible fix. But my point being, some of this is brought on by the fact that, you know, some farmers chose a program that they wanted the safeguard from the safety net, but didn't fill out the information to provide them the data to get the safety net. So that's a little bit of the dilemma that you're in. We continue to work it hard and work closely both with Ag Committee staff and USDA to try and to USDA.
Yeah, I mean, for one thing, I would say, Jerry, that I wouldn't necessarily put all of the your belief of the farm bill on one issue related to. It sounds to me like, you know, clerical thing, right? I mean, getting the numbers right. I mean, I'd be mad too if the numbers weren't right. But if people aren't filling things out, then it is hard to say, hey, why are they wrong? So I guess you're getting to the root cause of that very problem right now. But it doesn't mean the whole farm bill sort of takes a hit as a result, does it, Kevin? That's a bit.
Well, no. Although I have to say, again, the House pushed hard to not have ARC, but the Senate insisted on ARC as an option. And especially corn farmers, although this is going to carry over to some of the other commodities, I suspect, going forward, if they haven't been filling out their NAS surveys. But there ought to be a unifying set of data points, in my view. I don't understand why there should be several different ones. I kind of understand why there are. Not every farmer wants a transparent data of their yields in a given year. They want their losses. They want their losses repaid at the highest level, and they want other things to be presumed to be the lowest level of production. And that's sort of why there's two sets of numbers. And so we need to find some sort of uniformity. But in the meantime, to Jerry's point, we need a transition to smooth this out, because I can't imagine I know that was not an intended consequence. So we got to work with the farm groups. And there are some lawsuits pending, but most of the farm groups have avoided the lawsuits and rather working with Congress and the USDA to try and find some smoother transition.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jerry. Call again if we can answer any questions on that front. 800-855-2001776. One, to leave a message. Two, to chat with us off the air. And here's an off-air call. Two is to chat with us on air. One is to leave a message so we take your call off air. And here's one of those calls. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
I have a question for Congressman Kramer. What happens to Rubio's delegates, or for that matter, any of the other delegates or candidates that dropped out? Do they stay with those candidates, or are they transferable at this point? Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, that would be a good one, Scott, and I would encourage you to have somebody from the state party answer some of those technical questions. But here's my understanding. Some of that is governed state by state, by state rules. Okay, so, but obviously Marco Rubio, for example, is not going to have his name placed in nomination, so he's not one of the people you get to vote for. And that's always been sort of my point of the binding of delegates and the issue of, if you vote early, obviously you get to help determine who the eventual winner is by creating that momentum for them. So some of that's state by state, and then but I think in many cases they're available. I don't know if you can actually broker them. I suspect you cannot. For example, I can't imagine if somebody voted for Marco Rubio in Texas that Marco Rubio now gets to determine.
Hold that thought, if you would. More with Congressman Kramer after the break.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas discussing how the new Responsible Beverage Server Program can arm servers and alcohol establishments with the tools needed to help address underage drinking and reduce alcohol-related fatalities in the state.
We are trying to educate the public on their personal responsibility, but we're also working to get in with the establishments throughout the state and making sure they're doing their part. There's a few key things that we teach in our training. One is checking IDs. They're also learning signs of overconsumption and what to do. We teach there's three levels of intoxication, and we give tools on how to handle each of those. And then we also have a class specifically designed for the owners and managers of establishments. So we go over the legal implications and their social responsibility as an alcohol establishment in their community.
To learn more about reducing alcohol-related fatalities in North Dakota, go to ndsc.org/RBS.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you. So the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
$2 an hour sound for a technician. Now you're listening, aren't you? Yeah, I hear you. Tank trailer mechanics, service technicians, $32 an hour. If you're at the Killdeer location of Polar Service Center, it's not only the $32 an hour, it's also housing and, of course, great benefits. Medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, paid time off, 401k with an employer match, flexible spending account. We're talking about Polar Service Center, the nation's largest tank trailer manufacturer. They have two service centers where they service everything bumper to bumper, and obviously specialty is the tank trailer work, and they do it really well. In Killdeer, top of the hill on Highway 22 and just east of Williston on Highway 2 next to the Petroserve and Peterbilt operations there. If you're interested in a job like that, company 507-696-1164. And if you're looking for anything to be done on your trucks, your fleet, tank trailer work, need a part for it, they've got it. I can just tell you that with confidence at Polar Service Center, Killdeer and Williston. Congressman Kevin Kramer's here. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. We do it every Wednesday with any and all questions on the program today. Certainly welcome. So we were talking about the Rubio delegates before the break. There's an idea out there by Curly Hoglund, someone we both know well. And he and Gary Emmerich, in fact, today were on CNBC Squawk Box talking about this because the media's taken a liking to this, and there's been a couple of stories about it. And the way it goes is the delegates go to the convention unbound. And that everything to date, caucuses, primaries, were a beauty contest. That's the word they actually use for that. We had a call about it earlier. Someone said, what in the world? How mad would people be? There'd be a revolt. It'd be terrible. It'd be awful. And wanted to know your opinion on it. So I'm asking.
Go to the North Dakota Republican Convention and seek their endorsement to win this seat. So it would be the most foolhardy, crazy, destructive, anti-democratic move in American political history. I don't know. I couldn't stress it strongly enough. It would be devastating to the Republican Party. Very well would end it. To somehow just thumb your nose at all the people, the millions, hundreds of millions of people, perhaps, that showed up, certainly tens of millions of people that showed up to vote in their primaries and caucuses, it would be such a blow to them that it would ensure a Republican wouldn't win the White House, I can tell you that. Now, does Curly Hoglund have a technical case for, you know, I've often heard him say the RNC is a private corporation, all those things. Sure, but Walmart's also a private corporation. But Walmart doesn't give the middle finger to every customer that comes through the door because they can. You know, you don't stay in business that way. And there's a higher responsibility for a political party, a major political party, to be the facilitator of democracy, not of dictatorships.
So this is a, what, cooked up by...
Oh, it's a romantic, fun notion that nobody really takes very seriously. But it's, but it is fun to talk about on national television in the context of this particular year. The thing that I find so interesting about it, and again, you know, I don't think it's any secret. Some of your callers have been mad at me for not being more supportive of Donald Trump earlier. He wasn't one of my early favorites, not even top five for sure. But when the people have spoken, the people have spoken, and that's the beauty of politics. That's the beauty of our system. That's what America is built on. And, you know, to do anything different, I think would be, like I said, it would abrogate our responsibility as facilitators of democracy.
Another caller earlier said that he was convinced President Obama would cancel the election late in the game. And I've heard this before from people that would said, you know, that's going to happen. Whenever I've heard that, I've said I just don't envision something like that happening in the United States of America. I mean, 535 members of Congress and a whole lot of people would have something to say about it. You know, you ever hear that idea?
I do from time to time. It's easy to dismiss it because we're the United States of America. It's also easy to imagine it when you consider how far Barack Obama is willing to go against the Constitution. But to this point, most of the time when he's gone, you know, he's overreached, he's been stopped. See, whether it's IRS, whether it's, you know, Clean Air Act, well, Wires of the U.S., Amnesty, you know, our courts have been pretty good at stopping his overreach. And this is one that would create a revolt. It wouldn't just be a It wouldn't just be official action. There, people would just be up in arms and quite upset, to say the least. I personally think it's not like, you know, it's highly unlikely to happen.
Let's go to Bert in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer and others. Welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Bert.
Good morning, Congressman. Good morning. First off, hats off to you for doing these weekly calls.
Thank you.
I think it'd be great if more politicians would do the same. So, to your credit, thank you for doing that.
Thanks.
Question for you. What's your opinion of what Mitt Romney did to try to take out Donald Trump?
So, let's see. I love the First Amendment, which is why I'm on the radio so often. I think it's the most precious blessing of our democracy. Mitt Romney is 100% entitled to do exactly what he did as a former candidate, as a citizen, as a patriotic American, to the degree that is part of any type of a campaign by party officials to try and stop Donald Trump, I think it's foolish. But I will say, Bert, that your opinion right now on the radio that you've expressed to me is every bit, if not more valid, well, it's more valid to me, but it's every bit as valid as Mitt Romney's. And that's the thing that the party, some of the party, and I say some because this is not as widespread as some people think. There are people that claim to be party leadership that who are really protecting some sort of entry to their business or to, you know, they're protecting some interest that's not democracy. But I can tell you, if it were to be carried out further by party, true party leaders, and the rules would try to be changed or shenanigans played to squelch the will of the people, that would be another matter altogether. That would be devastating. But I'll also say this. What Mitt Romney did, if the intent was to stop Donald Trump, had to be the worst strategy in the world. Like I always say, it would be like telling your team at halftime, they're making every three-pointer they throw up, I think we should play a loose zone. You know, it's just like... But it's a clear illustration of the fact that Mitt Romney, God love him, I like the guy, but that he and whoever, the others that think like him, it's a clear illustration of the fact they're not paying attention to what's going on in America.
My other question, what is your opinion of the Chicago rally that shut down Trump's rally? What do you think the root cause of that was?
Well, I think the root cause is... are violent protesters. You know, anybody that conducts violence, and part of the problem is that they put out an ad, tried to get as many disruptors as they could to go in and disrupt a Trump rally with people who don't support Donald Trump. And they were very successful in doing that. So law enforcement and the Secret Service, concerned about that tension, suggested, you know, to Donald Trump that he cancel the rally. And I think he did made the wise decision. What I refuse to do is blame somebody's rhetoric for somebody else's violence. I think that's a justification for violence, of which there's none, in my view. But it's, you know, why would you even want to go to another somebody's rally that you don't support, only to tear up their signs and get in their face? And, you know, they got one guy stormed this professional protester stormed the stage. I mean, you know, those things just get in the way of representative democracy, in my view.
Because I guess, in my opinion, they're with the Republican establishment and some of the things that they've been doing during this presidential campaign and whatnot, I think, you know, with its constituents, for the vast majority of them, they're hardworking people that are out doing their jobs and running their business. And they're not community agitators such as what you've seen there in Chicago.
Right.
But some of the actions that the Republican establishment keep taking, I think that would be a drop in the ocean of the frustrations of what you're seeing and what their party is doing because of not listening to the will of their people and their constituents.
Yeah, you make an important point, I think. And when I've gotten a lot of headlines out here, or at least a lot of coverage out here in Washington over I chastised the three other candidates for immediately blaming Donald Trump for somebody else's violence. I just think that's the wrong target. I think it's anti-First Amendment, quite frankly. And what they should have done is stood up for Donald Trump's right to speak and for his right to be heard, and not blame violence on his words. You might not like his words. That's okay. I think he's too harsh oftentimes. I've said so. But that's not a reason for violence, and it's certainly not a reason for fellow Republicans to blame him for it. I think that was very misguided. I think it was harmful to them politically, and I think most of them sort of came around to a little different position a day or two later, understandably. So I'm with you. I think it was part and parcel to your previous question about Mitt Romney. Pay closer attention to people, and then you'd have a better understanding of why there is this anger out there. Though that said, words have consequences too, but words are not a reason to punch someone.
Well, and again, Mitt Romney, where was this rhetoric going against Barack Obama when you're in a presidential race with them? You didn't hear a boo out of him.
Well, it was very clear.
He goes after Trump.
Yeah, that's the best point yet. Isn't
absolutely.
It? Yeah, where was this fire in Mitt Romney for
that's what I was saying, and what was evident. What I can't believe is that there was some advisors say, Mr. Romney, if you do this, you realize they're going to say, why didn't you do this against Barack Obama?
And you wonder why the Republican constituents, the general public, are so wound up and frustrated because they
you wonder that if you're not paying attention. Yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's not
no,
real
I,
hard
I,
to figure out.
You're right on point. I think you're illustrating the point perfectly. What I find interesting, though, besides how frustrated Republican constituents are, Bert, as you raise this issue, the upside is look at how many frustrated Democrats are coming over to the Republican column as a result of their frustration.
Yeah, their turnout's down. Republican turnout's up. I didn't see the numbers crunched down with the latest, but before last night, 67% up for the Republicans, 33% down for the Democrats.
Yeah.
In turnout. So something's happening. That's real. I want to get your take. Thanks, Bert, for the call. Appreciate it when we come back on what should happen now. All right, where we are today, what is the best way going forward? You know, should Kasich and Cruz stay in this? Would it be better for this to be a team of rivals deal? I want to talk about that and what Donald Trump knows that the others don't as we continue on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers to fill two of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This national board of farmer leaders oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All soybean farmers who pay the checkoff are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required application and agreement to serve form and submit them to the Soybean Council office by 4 p.m. on Friday, March 18th. The council
Council Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture a first preferred nominee and an alternate for each position. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individuals will begin serving a three-year term in December 2016. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Pillow on the planet. And that's saying something. It's a big planet, folks. My Pillow. Best pillow on the planet.
That's right.
Flag listener told us, hey, I bought my pillows before Christmas. Use the promo code Scott. Got two of those pillows and two of the Go Anywhere pillows. Great deal. Then I end up stuck in the Minneapolis airport for 15 hours. And the Go Anywhere pillow saved my neck. Gave me the rest I needed in the airport. Thanks for promoting a great American product. Well, that deal is back and only for our listeners, folks. The four-for-one deal, the classic four-pack combo, $99.98. You get two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 and tell them Scott sent you. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. We do it every week right here, ladies and gentlemen. Fred and Stanley, your question for Congressman Cramer.
Yes, just a comment here. You know, there was kind of a revolt the other night at the Trump rally, but I think people are totally missing something here. The same group went after Condoleezza Rice at Rutgers University. She was supposed to be a speaker. Right. They called her a warmonger.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was Ben Carson, who was going to be at Johns Hopkins. we don't want that guy around. So,
I appreciate you raising that point. This is a First Amendment issue, and the left is always trying to squelch free speech unless it's their own. That's rich throughout history. In fact, if you look at all of the Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton rallies, guess how many people have gone there to disrupt it and cause violence and rip up signs and heckle and shout down the candidates? Guess how many conservatives have done that? Yeah, none. So you're exactly right.
Thanks for the call, Fred. Very good point. And look, that's what they're doing. I think it shows a sign they're concerned about Trump. My point. And I think this is getting to the point where they're hiring and recruiting professional protesters, so they want to mix this up. And think about it. If you're them, they know it's on TV. It's perfect. Then they could just add to the narrative of, oh, all this chaos at these events, and the media loves it, and they go to, you know. So they're playing to that. We got to be smarter than that. So know what's going on. What should happen now?
Well, you know, it's interesting because there's the strategic answer, and the pure answer to me is we just keep going to primaries and caucuses, and they just keep voting, and candidates either stay in if it's in their best interest or get out if they think that's in their best interest, and their interests have to include their other duties and their families and finances and all of that stuff. But from a higher level standpoint, Scott, what I think needs to happen now, and what should have happened sooner in my view, is that we've got to. I don't think there's any good reason for party activists to be involved in a Stop Trump campaign. If you want to support Kasich, go all out. If you want to support Cruz, go all out. They are both really good men, you know, and with very different views. But the idea that somehow we conspire as a party against our front runner, that, to me, that's just destructive and not at all instructive. That's destructive, not constructive. And so I do hope we see more of that, and I'm more reaching out to Donald Trump's campaign, more helping him on policy if he asks for that help. I've talked to business partners of Donald Trump's who say he'll have a great cabinet and he will rely heavily on Congress and the expertise in the various members and committees to put meat on the bones of his overarching policies. That's what good CEOs do. I think we need to start, you know, like I always say, help him be a successful president.
Team of rivals, right? I mean, Cruz, Rubio, Carson, you know, these folks that are the last men standing. I'd love to see him go to Kasich, say VVP. I think Kasich would be good VP. Bring Ohio, very important in a presidential race, and also has been in Congress. You know, I mean,
oh, very successful. Yeah.
Would you go to a team of rivals mode? You think that would make sense?
Well, I think I would, but I also think Donald Trump's got a lot of other people in his circle of influence that are very successful in the various areas of commerce, for example, that would make equally good cabinet members and whatnot. So I think he'll put together a world-class team. But I will also tell you that let's not forget, when we were looking at 16 Republicans, you know, debating, it was hard not to look at that and go, my goodness, look at the talent standing up on those stages and thinking, wouldn't they all have a great role to play in reforming America? And, you know, but the thing that I've always admired about Donald Trump is he's got that ability, that attitude where when you're on the field of battle, it's all out. You leave nothing on the field, and then when it's over, you shake hands and, you know, you go to the locker room or you go to have a beer or a cup of coffee together or whatever. He's got that ability to turn it on and turn it off, where he's very competitive on the field of battle, but he's also, you know, rather wonderful in terms of, you know, bringing people along. So, yeah, I think it's time to start thinking about those things.
All right, here's some final comments from some listeners. I cannot in good conscience cast a vote for a man with no character, faith, discipline, virtue, or class of statesmanship. Trump represents the problem, both our politics and our culture. No way. Another says, Congressman Kramer, lots of Republicans are claiming Trump's a liberal and won't vote for him. If he's such a liberal, why do the liberals hate him so much?
Yeah, that's a good question. They're afraid of him. There's no question.
And I, you know, as far as the one to say good conscience, cast a vote for a man with no character, faith, discipline, virtue, or class, I can't think of a better judge of one's character than one that stood pretty close to him through this whole race, and that was Ben Carson. Ben Carson is saying, hey, I'm for this guy. And that spoke volumes to me.
Yeah, it meant a lot to me, too.
Yeah, really, really did. And you know, one of his primary reasons was the Supreme Court. Don't forget, yep. That's what we're dealing with right now, saying, hey, and everything we care about and love about in America rests with the Supreme Court. So that is a pretty important reason to say we got to win. Thank you very much, sir. Good hour. We'll chat with you next week.
I always look forward to it. Thanks.
Senator John Holman tomorrow on the Supreme Court nomination of President Obama plus Lynn Helms. Department of Mineral Resources on What's on Your Mind. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a My Pillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, My Pillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called My Pillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable My Pillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow My Pillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.